John McKenzie, Far North Queensland's number one, 4CA.
For those of you who've been around a while, this little story that Ken's posted yesterday is very significant. It's all about generational change. I remember coming to town some years ago. When I came to town, there was a company called NQEA, and it was huge. It was, if I remember rightly, the biggest employer in Cairns. And it was headed up by Don Fry, and he was very prominent. From time to time, we had chats about the city and how it was going and what needs to be done, etc. And he was, in turn, the son of Dick, if I remember rightly, was Don. And Don had a younger brother called Ray. Now, have a listen to this from yesterday's Cairns Post. It's under the heading, Shock Firm Closure. More than 20 staff of a prominent Far North business have been left unemployed after its shock closure. Cairns engineering firm Niamco told its workforce of the decision Friday afternoon, with respected businessman and owner Ray Fry announcing his retirement. Now, Niamco spokesman Ralph Kremer said, "The employees would receive counselling and assistance in the wake of the devastating news." It's mentioned here, described as devastating news. Anyway, Mr. Fry, the former owner of Norship Marine, based in Cairns, Port Hinchinbrook and Darwin, has managed, owned and operated engineering firms in North Queensland for the last 50 years. Re-establishing Niamco in 2017. Now, the company specialises manufacture, overhaul, repair components, including engine reconditioning for a range of industries. Anyway, Mr. Kremer, who's worked with Mr. Fry for four decades, said the 75-year-old would find it tough to step back from the world of engineering, wouldn't he? Wouldn't it? It's been an amazing family over the decades. I've got Ralph here. There he is. Ralph Kremer's on the line, the Niamco spokesman on this particular behalf. He's quoted extensively in that article in the Cairns Post. Ralph, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Very significant development and sad in many ways. Talk to me about your feelings on Friday.
Yeah, look, I've, as you said earlier, I've been closely connected with Ray and Phyllis Fry for, probably 45 years. I've worked for Ray for over 30 years. Look, it is hard. It's hard for Ray, but as wise people once said, time waits for no man or no woman. So Ray's not getting any younger, and part of his retirement plan was some years back there to move the bigger company, which was Norship Marine, to the Varley Group to assist the North Queensland Defence and support. And now he's just finding it, he's not as agile as he used to be, and not a lot of us play first grade anymore at our age. So it's time for him to look after he's still got Port Hinchinbrook Marine, which is a big business for him, and he's still got his cattle that he's very passionate with his wife Phyllis to run over the Atherton Tableland. So, he has mixed emotions, but in speaking with Ray over time, but the biggest, his feelings on his retirement is he can look back with a lot of heritage in the amount of employees that he's employed and apprentices.
Now, Ralph, can we just look at the whole, all those years as a dynasty, really, wasn't it, in Cairns? NQEA, to me, was gigantic. It provided so many opportunities for people. For a start, hundreds of employees. There were apprenticeships. There were young people that were given wonderful opportunities and are still enjoying the benefits of those opportunities today. A bit of the history of NQEA, Ralph.
Yeah, so NQEA was, it came out of Don, as you said earlier, Don and Ray's father, Dick, returned from the war like many a person back in the late 45, 46. He started a small engineering shop, was in the corner of McLeod and Spence Street, where I think Bell Potter is today. And then they moved down to the NQEA of Newton Street. They did tanks, and then Dick's idea of building boats was a tank with one sharp end. So they took on some defence work and then were very, very successful. And I think one of only three companies in Australia to take on a building of the Fremantle-class patrol boats. And I'm sure, John, a lot of your listeners, at 800, there's probably still quite a few of those people around today that worked on those. And that was one of the successful ones that came in on time and under budget, the Fremantle-class patrol boat. So that was a credit to Dick and his two sons, Don and Ray Fry.
On time and under budget. Don't hear it anymore.
No, we always hear that word blowout or something.
Exactly. It's almost embarrassing when you consider what was capable those years ago by people fundamentally who, you know, they weren't cheered across the nation. They just did the job that they were that was in front of them and did it superbly. It was a wonderful era. Can I just take you back to Dick in 1945? And this is real history, actually, talking about that the beginnings down there where Bell Potter is now. The growth to the gargantuan stage it was there years ago, was it fast? Was it just steady? How did it happen? Because it became so big and so important to the economy of our city.
Yeah, look, I think as we'd look back and we had our business analysts going over today, it probably wouldn't have grown as fast as accountants and business analysts would allow it to do, but Dick had a lot of foresight, and so did he sent his eldest son, Don, away to engineering and university, and Ray was left as a 14-year-old to drive all the cranes and do the fitting and turning, and, you know, like there's the wharf at Cape Flattery book by NQEA, the wharf at down at Hinchinbrook. Lucinda, that I think a lot of your listeners would see how far that goes out in the ocean.
But yes.
Benning planted Weeper. Ray built the water tank, the water tower at Weeper, which still is up there today. So, and not to mention, you know, the sugar mills, the boilers, the farmers, I'm sure if you, I know the Rossi, a big listen to the Your Station, Mark Rossi came in and built one or two of the haul out, the first of what they called the Bigfoots. And they're still working today. I saw them around the Loomba area 2 weeks ago hauling out sugar cane.
Well, gee, there's...
It's just not about shipbuilding. It was about general engineering.
Yeah. Do you know, it's hard to imagine the history of North Queensland without the Friars, isn't it? It's just, they've been so prominent and so active and obviously so critically important to the lives of hundreds and hundreds of families.
That's right. And, you know, I was saying about the apprentices early, and a lot of those apprentices went to go on to start their own engineering businesses, which Ray felt was where some people would say they're in opposition. Ray felt very proud that they must have been trained well through the establishment, both of NQEA and at NERCO, the engine reconditioning shop, which he started in 1975. But it's a credit, and that they are, you know, icons in North Queensland in the engineering industry, the Friars.
The Friars, it's the end of an era. Just talk to me about the situation they've left the port in. Obviously, because of the contributions over so many decades, we've got a port now that not only we can be proud of, that's also got an even more bustling future ahead.
Yes, well, from early beginnings there's the Friars, and let's not forget Tom Jones from Tropical Reef that started a small slipway, and I suppose you'd understand... Tom Jones worked for Dick Bright. So he got some base training from the slipway at NQEA, but I believe through Warren Inch and our state government, we're going to be awarded some future funding to develop HMAS 10 at Defence and some of the wharfage area. And I know Ports North have done their design and report now for the port, so we'll see future larger vessels come in. So, you know, NQEA was there supporting the white vessels when they first came to Cairns.
Oh, gee, it's fascinating hearing all this history. Ralph, what does the future hold for you?
Well, I was retired, John, but I came to help Ray. So my story was I worked for a company which was NERCO, and Ray sold that to a global giant called Cummins Engine Company, and I went with the business. And then when I retired as a area director of Cummins in Queensland and PNG, Ray asked me if I'd come just give him a hand, work through some of the multi-companies that he had to make things a bit easier. So I will, I'm working with Ray at the moment and the leadership team at the EMCO, and we've got great support through Phoebe Kiddo, so you probably know Phoebe from HR Dynamics.
Yes.
Well, we're making sure that everything in the redundancies and the counselling and is getting done. So once we get that through, I'll probably have my second chance at retiring. But there's a little bit of work to be done there. But, you know, one good thing I suppose we've got is we've got a very strong market for employees in Cairns, and most of them are, you know, have been offered jobs elsewhere. And you know, one of the main things that you would understand as well, John, is they work for the Fries. There's no interview, really. But the question is being asked, do they have a location to live? Because it's so tight in our rental market in Cairns.
Exactly.
You know, these people come with motor vehicles and they're living in Cairns. So it's a plus for future employers.
Very good point, Ralph. I really appreciate your contribution today. Historically, it's critically important for lots of listeners. It's a proud history, and it's been really fascinating listening to this today. Thank you, Ralph.
And let's not forget that Ray is going into semi-retirement because he's still a patron for the FNQ Aero Club in which is situated now in Mareeba, and also I don't know how many years he has been the patron for the Cairns Brass Band there on Mulgrave Road.
Yeah, what an amazing man. Certainly plenty still to keep him busy.
Yeah, great contributor to the Cairns and North Queensland community. As we know, the Fries have always been.
Great story. Thank you, Ralph.
Thanks for your time. Thanks for your show, John. I know it's appreciated by many listeners.
Oh, good on you, Ralph. Thank you. Ralph Kremer there, speaking on behalf of the company at Niamco. And that announcement was announced there yesterday in the Cairns Post. And it's about the Cairns engineering firm Niamco decision announced on Friday. Ray Fry, the son of Don Fry, announcing his retirement. Interesting, isn't it, that the family... Don is Ray's older brother, and both his sons of Dick, who was the founder of NQEO. That history going right back to 1945 at the end of World War II. Fascinating history today from Ralph Kremer.